Okay, in preparation for Tovshin Ayin He, Shnas HaShmita, a new Sidra of Hilcha Shmita. Hilcha Shmita Mahalach Lamaisa. But of course, by nature, the first year will be background for those of you who were not by the first Sidra of the Shiurim. So you need the background, so maybe it won't be as practical Halacha Lamaisa as the Be'ezus Hashem, the subsequent Shiurim will be. Shmita is Shmita. We won't be going into this major diyunim about Shmita. What year is Shmita? We will not be going into, maybe at the end, after this, at the end, we'll backtrack, because it's more theoretical. What year is Shmita? Can there be Yovel Bizman Hazeh? We're approaching the point where, at least statistically, if you count the people that are willing to raise their hands and say, I'm Jewish, we're reaching the point that most Jews are in Eretz Yisrael. That's a diyun in itself. How do you know when Shemitah is? And is Shemitah Bizman Hazeh D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanon? Meanwhile, we won't be going into these major, major shailas. Just be aware that they're out there. And the assumption amongst most poskim, including the Chazon Ish, is that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is midrabbanon. Okay. And that Tovshin Ayin Hey is Shemitah. And meanwhile, there's no Yovel. You have to always remember, the Chinuch gives three reasons for Shemitah, very important reasons. One is, and you'll see as we learn the major categories of Yisurim for Shemitah, maybe you'll categorize each one based on the Chinuch's reason. One is a super Shabbos, Kishesh Yomim, Hashem is the owner of the world, it's not really ours, so we have Shabbos, and then we have Shemitah, which is for the same idea. You have the same cadence in the Psukim, just as we have Sheshes Yomim Tasa Melachtecha V'Yom HaShvi Tishbos, you have Sheshonim Tizra Sodecha V'Yosavtos Tvuasoh V'Ashvi Yistishmetenu Nitashka. We make the nation, as a nation, makes a declaration that Lashem Ha'oretz M'lo'a, and it belongs to him, not really to us. That's the first reason the Chinuch gives. The second reason is to inculcate us with the Midah of generosity, because a big part of Shemitah is that it's not ours, and we share it, and the Chayas, the idea of Biur, which is that when the Chay in the field doesn't have it, so you get it out of your house. So that's sharing, it's generosity. The Pasuk really stresses Aniyim, and it stresses, it talks about Aniyim and the Chayah Ba'artzacha, so it's to make generosity. And third reason, the Chinuch says, is to inculcate the Midah of Bitachon, because especially in an agricultural society, now the bitachon is that we're going to get tomatoes anyway next year. Don't worry. Yeah, bitachon, we're going to have tomatoes. But the whole parnasa was the farm, so you certainly need a very strong midas bitachon. How am I going to get through the Shemitah year? It wasn't even so much a business as people had farms. That's how they ate. They grew crops, and that was their food. They didn't have supermarkets, and milk didn't come in a carton, and tomatoes didn't come in a box. You grew your food, so you need bitachon. It's like saying you gotta unplug your computer for a year. What? How am I gonna unplug my computer for a year? Yeah, that's what you gotta do. So that's, again, Hashem is the Adon, Midas generosity, and the Midah of bitachon. The primary categories of the Isurim of Shemitah are Isurei Avoda, which we will start with in terms of a garden and flower pots at your house. But there's Isurei Avoda. You're not allowed to work the field. Meshav Sahoretz, you can't work the field. We'll see what Isurim are included in that Isur. The Peiros HaKadosh, which is really in a Paris are a kadosh, they have a kedusha. Like truma, not the same kedusha as truma, but it's like truma, like challah. You know, it has a kedusha. Not, it's not the same kedusha, of course, but it has a kedusha, which gives rise to the iser of hefsid, not to spoil it, not to ruin it in any way, which gives rise to the iser schora, because part of its kedusha, and this is really maybe even like an interesting concept, part of its kedusha is that you use it only for food or for its primary use, and you're not allowed to cook a food that it's not the derech to cook, and you're not allowed to eat a food raw that it's the derech to cook, and you can't feed a behemoth, you can't feed a behemoth something that a person could eat. So, and we'll be learning that it comes up, right, and if you have papyrus with kedusha shvius, so first of all, it's kadosh. Some hold there's a mitzvah to eat it. There's an issa hefsid and an issa schora, and of course that the payrus are hefker, share and share alike. You're not the owner. You're mafkir the payrus of shvius that grow, and that is kolel what we call biur, because when it comes part of share and share alike is when it's when the chayas don't have in the field any more of a specific min of payroll, so you have to get it out of your house. And most Rishonim hold make it hefker, and the Rambam holds you have to destroy it like beer chametz. So we'll be seeing the Rambam's a shitas yachid. We'll be dealing with the overwhelming majority of poskim that say you have to make it hefker. Okay, so now let's talk about the Surei Malacha. And this includes your garden, and it includes anything. You don't have to be a farmer, because people have things growing. So you have to know what you can do and what you can't do. So probably the most important, right? It's not like Shabbos. Shvius is not like Shabbos conceptually, meaning Shabbos you have 39 avos, and then you have toldos. Shvius, because the Torah specifies, there's four lavim in Shvius in terms of malacha. Lotizra, not the plant, and then it says lotizmor, not to prune. So the Gemara derives from that, since pruning is a form of planting, like in Hilchos Shabbos, it certainly is, it enhances the growth. Good. Sriya is planting. Zimur, lotizmor, is enhancing growth. So for Shabbos, we'd say it's the same. It's a tolda. That's an av, that's a tolda. But in Shvius, the Torah spoke it out. So the Gemara derives, like probably the major klal in Shvius, is that there's no such thing as avos and toldos. The only thing osur midiraisa is what the Torah specifies. Everything else is only osur midirabbana. What does the Torah specify? The Torah specifies not to lotizra, not to plant. Most hold that planting a tree, even though the Torah wouldn't refer to it with the verb lotizra, it would say lotita, but most hold that it's also osur midiraisa. There are those who hold it's only osur midirabbanan. So lotizra, not to prune. Many hold it only refers to pruning a grapevine in the special way that they prune it, which is mamish, like a very chashuva enhancement of its growth. Some say it means to prune any tree, because that enhances the growth to some degree. Charisha is an asay, not a lav. It doesn't say charisha in Parshas Bahar. It says charisha in Mishpatim. And I'm simplifying. It's a little. Everything's more complicated than I'm making it. But charisha is also on shvius midiraisa, and we'll call it an asay, so that you have charisha, zriya, and pruning. And then it says you're not allowed to harvest. Lotizor and lotikzor, which can't be taken at face value, because you go and you pick the apple off a tree. Can't do that on Shabbos, that's called the Av Malach of Kotzer. But you could do it on Shvius, even though it says lotikzor. So, Kemal Olde Rishonim explained that in some way, shape, or form, those two, there's four lavim, lotizra and lotizmor, don't plant and don't prune. Then it says, don't harvest, lo tiktzor, and lo tivtzor, which is harvesting of grapes. In Hebrew, every fruit gets its own verb. So don't be kotzer as tvua, grain, and don't be botzer anovim. It means like a balabais. It's part of the idea of the hefker. Some say, okay, don't do it like a balabais. Don't do it in the regular way, maybe, or don't do a lot, right? Maybe in some way, shape, or form, these two lavim manifest that you can't do it like a balabais. You have to do it a small amount, or maybe with a shinui. Okay. The primary, one of the major, So that means anything that on Shabbos would be a told of Zoreya, which is watering your field, spraying to enhance growth, to get rid of the bugs that enhances growth, sikol avonim, fertilizing, anything that makes an improvement so that the thing will grow better, on Shabbos would be a tolda and would be usur with all the severity of the av. But on Shemitah, it's only also midrabbanan. And the major ramification of that is that you're allowed to do malacha drabbanan if it will save the plant from dying. So, how do you water your lawn on Shemitah? You're not allowed to. But you could if the grass will die, and the definition of die we'll see when we get down to Lamaisa. You spray so that it can't die, so that it shouldn't die. So anything that's l'ukmei. And now, I think you believe you talked about like Kena Shemitah, the Chazon Ish holds that if it will adversely affect the peiros to a very large degree, that's also a form of l'ukmei. L'ukmei means to be ma'amid, the plant or the tree or whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you're doing to it. You can't enhance growth, you can't be mashbiachit, but you can do la'ukmiyara if it's a malacha drabbanon. So now you see that all the things that are really only drabbanon, because they're not planting and they're not pruning, so it's like huge. So that's the basic approach you take to, we're going to be learning the pratim, Bezus Hashem, but that's the basic thing that sets us up in Shemitah. Now, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, there was an official Tosefes Shviyos that was Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai, which means 30 days before Shemitah, all the Yisurim kick in on a D'oraisa level. Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. From Rosh Chodesh Elul, you can't plant, and from Rosh Chodesh Elul, you can't prune, and that's Tosefes Shviyos. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, that is canceled. The Gemara says that's part of the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai. But there remains a manifestation of Tosefes Shviyos even Bizman Hazeh, and as we're approaching the middle of Av, you're going to be hearing about it, and that is that you can't plant a tree in a way that it will take root during even Tosefes Shviyos, meaning the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara paskins that it takes root in 2 weeks. So some shittas hold Tezvav ba'av, some say Tezayin of, some say Yudalit of. You know, you're not allowed to plant any more fruit trees in a way that it'll take root during Tosefes Shviyos. Now, what I just said is not really true. It's just a convenient way of saying it. But there is no Tosefes Shviyos Bizman Hazeh. And we'll see that you could plant not fruit trees then. So what's going on? Really, it's a whole different din. Yutaka can't plant fruit trees from the middle of Av. But there's a completely different reason. And it really has nothing to do with Tosefes Shviyos. It's just a convenient way of saying it. What am I talking about? Chazal were concerned that if you plant a fruit tree in a way that it'll take root less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then when you count the years of Arla, we're talking about fruit trees, So when's year one? If you know Hilchos Arla, so it takes 2 weeks to take root, and you can only count post Rosh Hashanah as year two if 30 days went by after it took root. So if someone comes and sees that you're counting Arla and the first year of Arla is Shemitah, that's going to look terrible. It's going to look like the fruit tree was planted in Shemitah, which is awesome. But really, you planted it the 20th of Av, but you had to wait 2 weeks, and then again 30 days. If you have the 2 weeks and then the 30 days, then Rosh Hashanah becomes year two of Arla. But if you don't have 2 weeks plus 30 days, then Rosh Hashanah is still only year one of Shemitah, year one of Arla, and that looks terrible. Mitneishinos Arla, the Gemara says. So that is like a remnant of Tosefta Shviyos, even though, again, I say, maybe I shouldn't have said it in the wrong way. It really has nothing to do with Tosefta Shviyos. It has to do with the Dinei Arla, that 2 weeks to take root, and 30 days to be counted as a year, and then Rosh Hashanah becomes year two. So Bizman HaZeh, it's Asur, even Bizman HaZeh, Chazal Asur, to plant a fruit tree from Tezayanov or Yudzayanov, because of the reason I said.
And therefore, it will be okay?
No, you cannot plant after Tezayanov. Either of you will have it. Year one of Arla will be Shemitah, and people say, "Hey, you planted a tree in Shemitah. That was year one of Arla."
If you plant in a way that it doesn't start the Arla again.
Okay, we'll get. Now, what about non-fruit trees? So the Chazon Ish holds you can plant not fruit trees up till your last minute, up till a minute before Shkia on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Shlomo Zalman holds, and this really has to do with a certain lamdus of Shemitah, that you can't plant anything on Erev Shviyas in a way that it'll take root on Shemitah. Even if you're doing the pe'ula in Shishis, and even if, let's say, grass or vegetables takes 3 days to get root. So Shlomo Zalman holds you cannot plant vegetables within 3 days of Shemitah. That, because the Isser is not on the pe'ula necessarily, it's v'shav saha oretz, sort of like Shvisas Kalim on Shabbos. The Oretz has to have a Shabbos, so you can't do something that will make, if there's an Issa Zeria, you can't do something that will make your planting take root on Shemitah. So that's, it's not really Tosefta Shviyos conceptually, but it does extend the year of Shviyos. The Chazon Ish does not hold of this at all. Chazon Ish holds there's no such thing. There's no such thing as, it's not Shabbos Ha'oretz, even though it says V'shav Ha'oretz, doesn't mean that, or it doesn't have this ramification, and therefore you can plant, Chazon Ish holds, up to, so the Shevet Halevi Paskins, you know, again, a not fruit tree, the Nav Kamino will be like this, a not fruit tree, you can plant till Tezvav Elul, according to the Tzad Chumra of Shlomo Zalman, and this goes on your backyard, this goes a tree. So you can plant up till Tezvav Elul, and according to the Chazon, so the bottom line of the Shevet Halevi is L'chatchila, you do it before Tezvav Elul, and if for some reason you didn't do it and you really want to plant it, so you can go up till Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Machria Ikra didn't like the Chazon Ish, maybe the point is because Shviyas Bizman HaZeh is Rabbanon, so you don't have to be so Machmir, whatever it is, that's the Shevet Halevi's Pesach. Something like this, really, you have to ask your own Mor HaRam what to do if it comes out. This is all non-fruit trees because there's no Arla in non-fruit trees. So there's no Gzeres Chazal that's worried about people making a mistake because of the counting of Shnos Arla. Yeah. Not Bezman Hazeh. If you do that, yeah.
When you use the rice, if you planted something on Arab Russia.
Yeah, because he takes the Shofsar. The concept is that it's like Shvisos Kalim, according to Beis Shammai. We're mamish the Shvisos Kalim, so the Shofsar Haaretz is to be taken literally. And you have to see to it, the mamish like Shvisos Kalim. I have to see to it that my Kalim don't do malacha on Shabbos. So you have to see to it that your Oretz doesn't do what it's not allowed to do on Shemitah. It has another huge ramification, which is the Amir La'akum would be Dioraisa on Shemitah. If you send a goy to plant on your field, or on any Jew's field perhaps, from Zalman would hold that maybe in this a Dioraisa. Okay, Tvu and Kitnius. Now, what else do you want to plant before Shemitah kicks in, and you have to do it early? So there's an Isser Svichin on Shvius. What does that mean? The Torah, Midrabonon, things that you have to plant in order for them to grow, meaning not trees that are there already, but vegetables that you have to plant in order to grow. Now, a plant can grow by itself, which is what the word Svichin really means. Whether the wind blows seeds around, or sometimes animals, I don't think animals digest seeds really, so it comes out when they, when they're dung, and the seeds on the ground, it sprouts by itself. So that's the basic meaning of the word sviach. Chazal were afraid that people will, they're not afraid by trees, because if you plant a tree, you ain't getting the fruit this year. But they're afraid people want vegetables. How do you have vegetables on Shemitah? How do you have vegetables? How do you have vegetables on Shemitah? And Chazal asked Svichin, even if it happens to grow by, forget about that you can't feed the whole population from tomatoes that somehow sprouted by themselves, right? So, and Chazal made an Issa Svichin, that it's Osir. It's Osir, because they're afraid people would plant surreptitiously and say, oh, it grew by itself. That's the Issa Svichin with the Rabbanon, and that's Chal, there's an Issa Svichin. So there's an Issa Svichin. Just, what do? You have to get vegetables from Chutz Laretz. If the karka really belongs to a goy, they were not goyzer Svichin in karka of a goy. It might have Kedusha, which we'll get to later on. If something that grows in the karka of a goy in Eretz Israel has Kedusha Shvius, is another issue. But there's certainly no Issa Svichin. But before you run to the shuk and buy tomatoes from Arabs on Shemitah, the Arab bought it from a Jew. He's just selling it, right, in his stall. So you gotta be, you need a very good Ashkacha for vegetables on Shemitah because of the problem of Svichin. Now the loophole of Svichin, the Chazon Ish has, if you plant it before Shemitah and it grew even a little before Shemitah, the Chazon Ish paskins like the Shitas Harash that there's no Issa Svichin, and Otsa Haaretz and others rely and go with the Chazon Ish. If it started growing before Shemitah, it will have Kedusha Shvius, because Kedusha Shvius by vegetables is determined when you pick it. But if you can plant it, again, the reason I'm bringing it in now is we're talking about things you have to plant Erev Shemitah. So you want to, if you go with the Chazon Ish, and I think that's, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman as holding it has to grow a third of its growth, but when I learned the sugya with the Eitz Haaretz people, they showed me that Rav Shlomo Zalman held like that halacha lemaisa, but not lemaisa. He writes in his sefer that he's mevatel his das for the Chazon Ish. Really, it's very inspirational. He writes his mevatel das for horu zokein, and he's mevatel his das for the Chazon Ish. So it can't just take root. It has to like pop up out of the ground, even
the
a
plant,
little.
Not the fruit, the plant.
The plant.
Like the tomato plant.
Right. So you have to have it a little. So you have to plant fruit, vegetables early enough before Shemitah so that it should, according to the Chazanish, it should grow a little, according to the Shlomo Zalman, but he at least theoretically holds, or according to other Rishonim, it has to have a third of its growth in order not to have the Issa Svichin. So you have to plant it quite early in order that the Issa Svichin shouldn't kick in. Otherwise, you just have to have it enough that it just pops up above the ground, the plant, and then there's no more Issa Svichin. But it will have Kedusha Shvius. So, yeah. Flowers that are made, that flowers that its purpose is to smell good, pesame. Not for its beauty, but for its smell. So, we paskin, it's a Shailon Yerushalmi, and we paskin it has Kedusha Shvius. That is a usage that imparts Kedusha Shvius. So again, the Issa Svichin would apply to flowers, and you're not allowed to benefit from Svichin. So the flowers would have had to be planted, according to the Chazon Ish, a little before Shemitah, so that there shouldn't be an Issa Svichin. These are flowers that give off a smell. And the purpose, it's like Besamim. Shami wants to know if Besamim have Kedusha Shvius. So Besafek, we conduct ourselves that it does, and therefore you have to know that the flowers you buy in Shvius started growing even just a little, according to the Chazon Ish, at least just a little before Shemitah. If it doesn't have a smell, then there's no Kedusha Shvius. Then there's no Kedusha Shvius. Again, when you plant it though, will be subject to Chazon Ish or Shlomo Zalman about planting. Let's say it takes 3 days to take root. So here Shlomo Zalman would say that you can't plant it within 3 days of Shemitah. Nothing to do with the Issa Svichin. This is no usage. But you're not allowed to plant something that doesn't have Kedusha Shvius either. Grass, let's say, doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, but you're not allowed to plant grass. That's separate. The Isra Avoda is separate. And the Indian of Peiros having Kedusha Shvius is separate. Yeah.
It was such a taiva to have good smelling flowers that they make a fair sweet enough flowers. People are going to plant flowers for the smell.
First of all, yes, I guess so. But second of all, you don't know what's going on when there's no running water. People stink. When there's no running water, we are blessed with running water. We take a shower every night. You don't have running water. I mean, that's why in the 8th perek of Brachas, every house has mugmar, and every house is full of, right? It smells like our, the whole house smells like our bathrooms, you know, with those cherry things there. Okay. Any other avoda except for this problem of the taking root during Shemitah, you could do up until Rosh Hashanah because there's no Tosefes Shvius.
Grass?
You can be choresh. No, you can't. Planting has to take into account if Shlomo Zalman, or if it's a fruit, has to take into account the Gzeres Chachamim.
So whatever number is.
And choresh. The Gemara spends a lot of time talking about being choresh on Shishis. They extended the Isser to after Pesach, but we don't have to worry about any of that. You can do any avodas karka.
I'm saying you can plant grass until whatever the until takes root.
According to the Chazon Ish, up till the last minute before Shkia, or 3 days according to Shlomo Zalman. Okay, we talked. Now you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. Now we'll talk about Shemitah. You're not allowed to plant. I think most Rishonim hold that you're not allowed to plant a tree and it's an Issa D'oraisa. You can't do it with a machine. You can't do it by hand, you can't do it with a machine. Now here's the problem. And here's a big complication with a lot of ramifications in our daily lives, even if we're not farmers. In so many areas in the Torah, Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Trumos HaMaaseres, the Gemara talks about an Otzitz Nakuv and an otzitz she'eno nakov. Otzitz nakov means a flower pot with a hole that presumably derives its nourishment from the ground, even if it's suspended in air, It talks about it gets its some nourishment through the ear from the ground. That's why it, and it has a din of karka. And also, it's enu nakov is midrabanan. Pashtus shvius is the same when you're outside, whether you have a flower pot with, when you have a flower pot with a hole. So the dinim will apply to the things in that flower pot. Midiraisa, if it's without a hole, midirabonon. But I'm not going to get into the pratim today, but just be aware, a flower pot in your house already becomes more complicated. And because there's a tzad, and according to Otsa Oretz, they assume that tzad, that if you have a gag, a roof, You're not besodeh. The Torah talks about sodeh. If you're in a bias and you have an otzitz nok, an otzitz she'enu nokuv, so that kind of, that's an otzitz goes with that as an accepted heter and mutter. And Rabbi Reichenberg told me and Rabbi Stein last shmita that we can feel comfortable, even though Rabbi Yashiv machmir, but it's. But Chazanish sounds like he's machmir a little, but it's all lemaisa mikra din is takamutter, and he said that shouldn't stop us from joining Eitzah Haaretz. The fact that they and that already doesn't have to do shish. That yeah, that's an etzin shein anokov. So I assume it doesn't. Maybe it has to do shishis with the rabbanon. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. What did he say? They assume no kedusha shvius. Okay, so if it's in a bias, now what about my bias? And I have a I have plants in my house. What am I allowed to do? What am I not allowed to do? It's too complicated. We're going to go into it another week. It starts talking about what floor you want, right? Because a lot of the I don't know what they do in Beit Shemesh. A lot of floors in Eretz Israel have sand underneath. Underneath the tiles is the sand. Sand is really karka. And if the tile, the blata, what do they call blata, if that's cheres, so it really is porous. And you're really sitting and it can be a problem. You start suspending it. What happens if you're on the second floor, the third floor, what's the flower pot made out of? What about if you hang it, right? People hang the flower pot like outside their window. And it's really, it's not even under a god now. And can you bring it in at night? That's like you're being, and then you want to put it out in the morning, it's like you're being Zoreya. This is a problem in Hilchos Shabbos, and it's a problem in Shemitah also. Even if you want to buy a plant on Shemitah, I don't know, so you go to a store, what do they call it? Not a store.
Nursery?
Yeah. And you take it, it's inside, let's say it's inside the bias. And you take it outside to put in your car. Right? Once it's outside, it gets it very possibly takes on a different nature. And then you go home and you put it back in your house. So that could create problems. But we'll look, I'm just throwing out that you don't have to be a farmer to. You have to. The halachas of avoda b'shvias could be relevant to all of us. We all have plants. We have gardens in the backyard, certainly. But even if we have plants, and with the complication of the difference between a plant outside and a plant inside, so it gets, You want to eat, I don't know what they do with what do some Israelis do with the garinim on Shemitah? Where do they throw it? It could be Zoreya.
No Kabbalah, so it's cooked. It's cooked.
Maybe some segresha. What? So we'll be talking about that. What you have to watch out for. In Hilchos Shabbos, when you dig outside, it's harisha. When you dig in the house, it's binyan. When you dig outside, it's harisha. So you send your kids out and they're going to start digging. Maybe you can't do that, even though harish is only an asay. So it's a little more kal. The chi of chinuch, that becomes an issue of the chiyuv chinuch when it was chavishas. Okay, you can't plant flowers on Shvius. You can't. Whether they give smell or not. Smell is the issue of Kedusha Shvius. But you can't plant it. Okay. He says here, sometimes you'll pick up by mistake grass and it has roots. And like you uprooted it. And you can't put it back. You're being Zoreya. When you put it back into the ground, you're being Zoreya.
About buying flowers in the stores.
Do you need, oh, does it? Sure. It needs a very good action. You have to make sure it's not Sichim, and you have to make sure it's not Shomer or Nevad. Okay. You can't. We're going to go, everything we're going to go into detail in the coming weeks, and then throughout Shemitah. You can't spray. But the Rabbani, you can't spray around the roots of a tree on Shemitah unless it's going to save the tree from dying. But if it's just going to enhance growth, so you can't spray. How do you, watering, we talked about. Some people, I think, to avoid the whole problem of watering, you really have to go find out from your gardener how much water your grass needs not to die, or not to turn brown. And that's all you can water it. You can't water it more than that. I heard that many people, like you set, we set Shabbos clocks, Shabbos, right? So they can make a computer, like a timer, on the sprinkler system. They do that, but now I'm thinking maybe according to Shlomo Zalman, you can't even do that. It's not like, you can't make a Shabbos clock on Shemitah. Unless you say that's because Shlomo Zalman holds the Shofs HaAretz. Maybe the Rabbanon, he was never Machmir. I have to check if Shlomo Zalman was Machmir on this Shofs HaAretz concept only on the Arises or on the Rabbanon's too. Okay? You can put, like, with an overview, you can put the Tolush Dikaperis, you can put the sun to ripen. That's not a problem. Okay, we'll continue next week. We'll stop here. Next week, and as it goes on, we'll get more and more of the mice, and we'll talk about the Pach Shemitah.